And here's another answer. The great Jay Glazer is joining us. He's from Fox Sports. And we're going to talk a little football. We're going to talk a little UFC,
fitness,
all kinds of things going.
Jay, good to
how are
see
you, Jay?
How are you doing?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're on with David and Carla.
What's great going to on, have David you and Carla?
Well, I want to be buff like you.
Oh,
tell me your
well,
secret,
now
Jay.
See, here you go. I'm here pushing my new GNC. Well, I'm a spokesman now for GNC, and then also we have Big Show. Big Show, what's going on, big boy? Hold on.
You got
let
it.
Let me see over here. What's going on, brother? How are you, buddy?
A lot of activity going
doing good
on here. These are big men. They're both on GNC, I think.
Yeah. I'm working.
Are you working?
I am working right now. Right now. This is WWE Big Show right here.
I think this might be the only guy that makes Jay Glazer look.
We've been taken over. We're surrounded.
That's exactly right. He's DeVito of the two of us. I'm Schwarzenegger. Love you, buddy.
Who was that masked man?
WWE Big Show. The Big Show for the WWE.
Oh, he's the Special Olympics, the face of the Special Olympics, right?
He is
ambassador.
He's a monster.
As he likes
of a
to
man
say, he's a quarter ton of fun.
Wow.
He is 500 pounds.
Are you going to tell me how I can get those kind of bikes?
I
you got to you gotta get in a cage with people way bigger than you and train like crazy and get your butt kicked. And you know, so I just partnered with GNC to be a spokesman for them. And look, you guys – I used to fight way back in the day, and then Fox luckily made me stop because I'm a lousy fighter, and I just get
You're
my face busted
analyst,
too
so
much.
They were smart
I'm
to
a good analyst
you
and a good coach, so I learned how to start doing something else. I learned how to start coaching because I couldn't stop it. And I've coached about 1,200 NFL players in mixed martial arts and different fighters, basketball, hockey, baseball, everything. This fighter mentality, so it was really great for me to get involved with GNC. I have a gym called Unbreakable Performance, which was named the number one gym in the world by Men's Health UK,
wow,
and the most elite gym in America by Yahoo Health. I don't know how I did it, but whatever. And it's just basically kind of like my it's a Soho House of training, but I like to say we're the island of misfit toys. Like everybody in there, we're screwed up, but we're screwed up together. We're good with our screwed upness. And so GNC is going to have a new Unbreakable line of protein and supplements that comes out in April, but the biggest part is out of Unbreakable and four other gyms in the country right now also have a charity called MVP, Merging Vets and Players, where I take former combat vets and I merge them together with former NFL players.
Oh, wow.
And former other professional athletes to help them through the transition, because the transition sucks.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
just to try to give these guys a team again, a tribe again, and remind them of that their greatness wasn't the uniform, but their greatness lies behind the uniform. So a portion of the proceeds here go to helping our vets and MVP. It'll be 8,000 stores worldwide. We have it's the greatest thing I do. I mean, we're doing the game this weekend at Fox, and it's great and it's awesome. And I thank my best friend God Almighty every second of every day. Like, man, how did I get here? But the stuff we're doing with the vets is we have a couple thousand members, and about 80% of our members try to commit suicide before they met us.
Oh, my
And
God.
Since meeting us and getting into our program, our number is zero. There are 22 vets a day that kill themselves. Our number is zero.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, give me a fist.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's unreal.
We remind them, you know, of their greatness, of their strength, to be proud of their scars. You know, they're great not to have individuality in the military and then come back over here and they don't know how to sell themselves. And they lose their tribe. They lose their team. Once we give them a team again, we can remind them of their magic behind the ribcage. We start getting them beholden to people again. And once you have that, you got a team who's kind of walking this walk with you, there's no reason for you not to be on this planet.
Jay, I love that marriage between professional athletes and our servicemen.
Yeah.
They are people in uniform.
They look up to each other, right?
They count on their people surrounding
exactly
them. They're in the trenches together. And to take something, I mean, you're so right. This game is exciting. It's an American pastime.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the people who have protected our America and what they're dealing with in transitioning. I love what you're doing.
It was so
fantastic.
Simple. It was brilliant. I'm like, why is this not like, you know, and look, for me, again, the reason why I opened Unbreakable is I need a fight team. And I have severe depression, anxiety, always have. Now it's kind of cool to talk about, but I've always been open about it. I've had no problem with that. And I've always said I'm screwed up, but I'm good with my screwed upness, even though that's not the word I use. In a cage, getting beat up by Chuck Liddell and Randy Couture, I feel comfortable. I feel fine. Everything's good for me. On TV, I'm okay. Otherwise, the world's a scary place for me, which is weird. right?
I know, because you're so gregarious. Yes, your energy is incredible.
That's to overcompensate for my depression and anxiety. So I always have to build these communities. So Unbreakable for me is a community that allows me to not have to be so over the top, so I don't have to, you know, overcompensate for my depression. And but having this team now of vets and players, a couple thousand strong, that I'm walking this walk with, it's been it's the first time in my life I haven't lived in the gray. You know, it's really been I'm getting choked up talking about it here. Yeah,
of course you should,
but the first time in my life I haven't
matters.
Lived in the gray. And it's like I said, there's been every single week we have someone in there who talks about them feeling like they're different and they don't fit in. I'm like, you're damn right you're different. You saved American POWs. You got blown up at a roadside bomb. You saved one of your party. You're damn right. Let's start bragging about this. Brag about what you've done in the past. Not just, I was in the Army. You're not just in the Army. You saved someone's life.
Talk
Are you
about
kidding
what
me?
You had to face.
Yes. When we do stuff on TV, we brag about, hey, I had this big scoop. I had Spygate. I'm going to brag about it. This is what you guys have done. Brag about it. And so I'm trying to make it okay for them to brag about their scars and be proud of their service, because that's our only choice. So it's magical. We'll get, like, in Unbreakable, there'll be 80, 90 of us vets and players together. And, you know, we train again for a half hour to give your burn again and just kind of get beholden to your brother or sister on your right or your left. But they are so vulnerable and open. And one second they're talking about somebody having a revolver in their mouth on Tuesday, and the next second we're laughing. There's no other group where you could do this with. And they're so incredibly intelligent and philosophical and smart. And if the rest of the world was like that huddle we have, we wouldn't be fighting so much.
So, amen.
Yeah, I'm proud. Like I said, 22 of these guys a day kill themselves. Not okay. I will work my ass off for the rest of my life to make sure that number gets to zero. Whether I get it there or not, that's my job.
Well, you know what you've done, Jay? You've been real with them.
Yeah.
And you've been real with your own struggles. We all have them. Yep. Anyone who tells you they don't is lying. Yep. And when you have that kind of openness, that's when you can get that kind
of
openness.
No one's questioning my manhood. I can be vulnerable. Right. You know what I mean? That's fine. That's what I try to convince them also.
I see those biceps. I'm not questioning anything
I'm
from
good.
You, Jay.
I have no problem to you. I'll cry right here. I don't care. Don't threaten me watching The Notebook. I'm getting on.
Right.
Well, that's Jay Glazer, Fox Sports, and you really are the right guy doing the right work right now.
I appreciate it. So that website is vetsandplayers.org.
Veteranplayers.org.
Vetsandplayers.org. The charity is MVP, Merging Vets and Players. We're about to open our fifth city. Roger Goodell himself came to a session, and we have two guys in our group, one guy named Sergio and a guy named Denver Morris. They have a group called the 2-7. The 2-7 just had their 45th suicide. One unit. So Roger Goodell comes 45th in one unit. Can you imagine that? One team. So they've lost 72 to suicide in battle. Oh. And I'm standing there, and Roger Goodell's standing right next to me. And I said, listen, as much as this sucks, as hard as this is, think of how strong you have to be to withstand the loss of 72 of your brothers. Like, think about this. I couldn't do it. I said, Roger, could you do it? And Commissioner Goodell is sitting there, his lip quivering, and he starts, and I said, you want to say something? He goes, I'm not worthy of talking to them. I said, yes, you are. And Roger Goodell has since turned around and given us $250,000 to open up in New York City. He's like, we need this here. Himself personally.
Not the NFL.
Personally. Wow. And then last year at the playoff game, like, he's bonded with these vets. The Rams-Cowboys playoff game, he hits me up. He says, I heard your vets are here. I said, yeah. He said, I want to go watch with them. And he went up into the stands. Andrew Whitworth gave us like 50 tickets. He went up into the stands and watched for about an hour, hour and a half with our MVP vets. And he's like, I feel comfortable around these guys. This is the commissioner of the NFL. So, yeah, together, man.
You're making it real. It's really important.
I don't know if we're going to save the world, but we're damn sure trying to improve it.
Well, you already are.
I appreciate it.
That's so great, Jay.
Fantastic stuff.
Thank you.
Jay, thank you so much for
appreciate
joining us and sharing your story.
Wish you the best of luck and
thank
congratulations
you so much.
On your story. Keep on going.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
Amazing.
It. All right, take care.
Thanks for joining us.